A pathway to citizenship for millions of immigrants is under review. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee approved language for a reconciliation bill being used for the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending plan. The party hopes to push this through even without any Republican support. The proposal would give shape to what had been an abstract pathway to citizenship for migrants. And joining us with more details is Alisa Resnick with Arizona Public Media. Alisa, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So we first need to start with the background on this package. How long, for example, has this been in the works?
Sure. So this immigration measure is part of, as you mentioned, a larger reconciliation package, a spending package that includes legislation on things like climate change, childcare, you know, and immigration. So this has been in the works for some time. But, you know, in order for this immigration portion to be included, Democrats must prove that it will significantly impact the federal budget. So they have to do this by convincing essentially the Senate parliamentarian, which is essentially a nonpartisan sort of rulemaker within that congressional body. That's the process that's happening right now. The parliamentarian, Elizabeth McDonough, is hearing arguments from both Republicans and Democrats this week about this portion of the measure.
Well, let's talk more specifically about this package. Obviously, we're focused on DACA recipients in some way, but who would the package specifically affect and what would it mean for those immigrants?
Yeah, so this legislation is really, really expansive. You know, it includes measures, first off, in terms of the legal immigration system, that make it easier for highly skilled workers with visas like the H-1B to go through the process of getting a green card. You know, that's an effort to cut down on what has become a massive backlog for that process. And it also gives some 8 million undocumented immigrants a pathway to legal immigration status. I spoke with Aaron Reichland-Melnick with the group American Immigration Council and asked just, you know, how significant this could be.
The budget reconciliation bill represents the best chance in decades to make significant changes to the U.S. legal immigration system, including changes that could bring a path to legal status for many of the millions of undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for years.
That includes people like essential workers, farm workers, and people with temporary protective status, or TPS, and Dreamers, you know, people brought to the U.S. as children.
Glad you brought up the Dreamers, because we've heard so much about them over the last few years. A lot of people talked about them being a political football of sorts. What is this wait like for them?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Dreamers kind of covers a really wide net of folks who were brought to the U.S. as children. Some Dreamers received protection under former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, you know, or DACA. And that provides temporary protection from deportation and a work permit. But as you know, that program has been under fire for years. You know, under the Trump administration in 2017, no new applicants were accepted after the program entered a lengthy legal battle. And even though it was upheld by the Supreme Court last year, especially first-time applicants have continued to face challenges. You know, in fact, a ruling in Texas deemed the program illegal and shut down the process all over again for these first-time applicants. So there are still a lot of Dreamers who are not DACA recipients. But for folks even who are DACA recipients, you know, this is a temporary status, you know, and I think that people really feel that and they see potentially this as a chance to finally have some sort of legal status here in this country. That was kind of the sense that I got when I spoke with Jose Patiño. He's a DACA recipient in Phoenix who helps run a group called Aliento, which is a group that provides support to other Dreamers, other mixed immigration status families. You know, and he just kind of said that, you know, as you said, Steve, after many, many years of feeling sort of like a political football, this feels like a chance really to find finally, you know, some rest and a solution. Here's what he said.
You start to imagine what could be the reality, what could be true in terms of finally having a pathway to citizenship, not thinking about your status, not thinking about renewing your DACA.
Again, none of this is certain right now. We still have to wait to see what the parliamentarian will say. She is still hearing arguments. You know, a decision could happen as early as this week, but we're just not sure what's going to happen next.
Well, and that specific issue related to Dreamers, of course, for a while there was hope of bipartisanship, which we don't see a lot of in Washington. Alisa Resnick from Arizona Public Media, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.